These squares were emptied of protesters months ago. A battle for change won by the political establishment. Now the movement for a new Lebanon that began in late 2019 has shifted its focus from the street to the ballot box. Different coalitions born from the uprising are contesting the upcoming elections. Many of the candidates are young and optimistic, but they know political change won't be easy.
We are a country that suffered for 30 years from the corruption and all kinds of militia. We know that we need time to change. We want to go into the parliament, start the change from inside.
They're up against a sectarian-based system of power sharing and leaders who are more powerful than the state. Politicians largely blamed for the country's economic collapse.
These elections, although from the outside are democratic, they're actually run by the regime itself, and the regime has proven to use different fraudulent tools to secure its win, so from clientelism to violence to repression, intimidation, and even manipulating vote counting, which we saw in the 2018 elections.
But those in power still have supporters, and they have been accused of using violence. In this incident, the opposition was prevented from launching its campaign in the electoral stronghold of the Muslim Shia groups, Hezbollah and Amal.
We accuse the forces in charge of this region of being behind this attack. They are known to prevent any opposition activity.
In Lebanon, sectarian and political divisions are deep, and the opposition, too, was unable to unite to contest the elections. This benefited the political leadership, which also relies on an electoral law that entrenches sectarian politics.
For those wanting change, this battle is about building a strong, civil, and functioning state. But they are seen as politically immature and criticized for lacking organization and failing to appeal to the masses.
In the last election, those campaigning for a civil society in Lebanon, known as the Change Forces, won one seat in the 128-member parliament. This time, they're expecting to gain a few more, but not enough to change the system. But for them, the election is a necessary battle in a long war. Zana Khader, Al Jazeera, Beirut.